Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. Welcome back to episode 4 of 2024 of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And what is today's title? Intimacy versus into me. It's not a transaction. Before I get into this episode, I just want to give a shout out to another, you know, we got another country. We want to welcome Chile. Chile, we applaud you. We appreciate you. However you found me, thank you for being a part of this journey with us. But today, I think today is a continuation of what took place last week. We had, you know, the whole thing about lonely versus alone, the traps by the enemy of our soul. And it's funny that as I was, the week start to go by, it just started dropping my spirit heavy to deal with this intimacy thing and get into what it really means and how it can affect all the effects of us and our purpose and everything else. So without further ado, let's dig into this. Let's dig into this intimacy conversation. So what I want to do, and this is actually part of the second segment, but I need to give you this definition so I can make sure you understand and you stay where I'm going when I say this word into. Into, by definition, says this. Used as a function word to indicate entry, introduction, insertion, superposition, or inclusion. Example came into my house. And that's important because I'm about to spin it on his head a couple times. But the word we're going to deal with in this first segment is going to be intimacy. Or intimacy, simple, is called the act of being intimate. Now, intimate by itself, though, that word is crazy. Because a lot of us, when we think of intimacy, being intimate with somebody, a lot of us, by nature, first we think about the physical, about being sexually intimate, physically intimate with somebody. I'm here to drop something on you that true intimacy takes place before the physical happens. And the physical is the end result of the intimate encounter. Because if you think about what intimacy really means, being intimate means being into me. And if you're into me, that means you're into my good, my bad, my ugly, all my, and all of it. But the problem is, a lot of times before we get naked in front of somebody, from a metaphorical standpoint, when we show them all of who we are, we've been naked in front of somebody from a physical standpoint. And then they're finding out backwards. They're getting intimate with us backwards because now they've already been into us. An insertion has taken place on both parties. That's a whole nother conversation. Just because you're a man does not mean, because you're doing the inserting, does not mean that she's not inserting something back into you, because it is a sharing and connection taking place. It is a spiritual connotation that takes place. It's spiritual things that goes on. It is soulful things that goes on. And y'all are exchanging different things. But that's a whole nother conversation. I'm not going to go there tonight. I've been there in the episode, Soul Ties versus Soulmates. We want to go back and listen to it. Check it out. But the bottom line is, now you're into somebody that you haven't got into yet to know who they really are. So I want to read something to you before we start peeling this back some more. I came across this interesting quote. Or as a matter of fact, it was an interesting take on what does being intimate with someone means. And this is what they said. You are intimate with someone when you can be entirely exposed before them. When you can share your deepest self, your past, your triumphs, your failures, and your secret shames, your hurts, your victories, your uncertainties, and all the things that make you who you are, without fear or reservation. Then and on the back end, it says, you are intimate with someone. They, in turn, feel they can expose themselves to you on the same level. You are intimate with someone when there's nothing about yourself you feel you can't share. You know, it's what's so crazy is, I'm going to use apps. I'm going to use dating apps. And I'm using those for a reason. A lot of our dating apps, we get asked these superficial questions. What's your height preference? What's your body type? Religion, question is deeper, but it's there. But how many times has it actually stopped anybody? Because it depends on how deeply spiritual they are. But all these other things, what type of job you have, how many kids, do you have a dog? It's all this superficial stuff. But no questions deal with the stuff that matter. The stuff that says, if I can choose what I want to show you superficially. I can choose what the skin look like by the way I present myself online. But there's no questions about who are you. And I'm using it because a lot of times we get on these dating apps and stuff, and we meet people that we have an interest in, and we feel like we have some commonalities in there. They use the surface level stuff. We have a conversation with these people through the messaging system on the app, and then sometimes we can use the phone, video chat, whatever, and then eventually change numbers, and we share. But we're collecting data that they want to give us. Because think about it. If you had a used car for sale and you're trying to get the most out of it, you're going to polish that sucker up. You're going to get a detail inside and out. But if you got any engine issues that can't be detected, are you going to sit there and advertise, hey, I got this car, has 50,000 miles on it. Never been an accident, but I have to change this, change that. Had to update this computer, blah, blah. No, you're not going to say it because you don't have to expose that information because the Carfax only going to give you so much. It's more external damage and accidents, stuff like that. And you don't because you want to get a certain amount of money for it. That's what happens when we're online dating. We're meeting people. We're meeting people, whether it be online or even in the physical arena. And instead of any type of intimacy taking place before intimacy takes place physically, we find ourselves only telling certain things. And I'm not saying you're supposed to trust somebody with all your stuff immediately. It's levels to this. But before you get into them, you need to let them into you, but not physically into you. You need to say, look, if I'm thinking about sharing my stuff with you, that means I feel like you are somebody who is connected to my purpose. And that's the problem. We don't realize that we have not been put here to just be here, to just exist. We've been placed here with purpose. And at the end of the day, we all have a purpose partner that's been divinely assigned to us. And like for me, my faith by God, like I said, you know, I never judge you guys whatever you believe in. But at the end of the day, like I always say, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. And so you should understand that you're not just here just to exist and just to be. And in the beginning, when God told Adam it wasn't good for him to be alone, and I dealt with that last week, what the alone really meant, it's like you cannot fulfill your full purpose here without that other person, because y'all are going to birth some things together. And y'all are going to burn some things individually that each of you support each other with. And so with that being said, the first thing that happened in the beginning was they were naked in the garden. I'm going to rest right there for a second. Get my seconds up. They were naked in the garden. That means they were walking around exposed. And they didn't know they were naked. Think about that for a minute. If you could be so intimate with somebody and you can show all of who you are, and you're in a safe place now because there's nothing for them to find out. But how often does that not happen before we let somebody into us? Think about it. You might show up 20%, 25, 30. Depending on your beliefs, you actually might be at a point where you say, here's my stuff. If you don't like it, move on. Because that's where I'm at. I'm so whole in myself now. I thank God for what I've walked out because of him. That I'm going to tell you my good, bad, and my ugly. If I start liking you, you're going to find out in the first couple of weeks. Here's my testimony. Here's what I walked through with God. Because if you can't accept that, you can't accept the promise on the other side of that pain. On the other side of that process. Because I know who I am and who I'm becoming. And we need to start walking there. But until we walk in that, we are scared to share our ugly. We're scared to share our flaws. We're scared to take the makeup off. Something I covered in the makeup season. In the ugly season. Go back and listen to if you want to. But I'm not going to regurgitate that back to y'all either. But we don't cover all that. And so now we are getting half naked while we fully naked. I'm going to say that again. You're getting half naked while you're fully naked. Or if I need to break it down, you're getting half intimate, being halfway intimate with somebody from a spiritual, mental, emotional standpoint. And then you're already fully intimate with them. And then what happens is once the connection takes place and the soul connection is made, you end up getting hurt because once they saw your ugly, like, oh, I don't want to deal with it. Or once you saw their ugly, like, oh my God, what have I got myself into? And you're like, oh my God, can you please get me out of what I got myself into? And then God's going like, I didn't tell you to get into that in the first place. Or whatever you believe in is telling you, I didn't tell you to get into that in the first place. You chose to get into that before I gave you insight because you got failed by your eyesight. I'm going to say this again. You got into something that you now you will need to get out of, and you're asking your faith circle, you're asking God to get you out of something he never told you to get into. Heck, I did it. Married the wrong person. Yep. And to be transparent, I did it more than once. But I'm not ashamed of my story. I got some beautiful daughters. I got blessed out of it. And I got a lot of information. I got a lot of wisdom from the pain. It is amazing. Okay? But that's a whole nother conversation. I've talked about it in the beginning of my story, so I'm not going to go there. But the bottom line is, I'm able to share what I'm sharing now because I walked it out. I wish I'd had somebody that was willing to get naked on a mic in front of me and say, look, I can help you avoid a lot of intimacy problems. Meaning that not because you have any dysfunctions that you can't be physically intimate, but you have some dysfunctions that you haven't dealt with that's causing you to get physically intimate before you can get literally intimate with that person. And now you're functioning dysfunction and you keep getting into things that you keep having to get out, pulled out of, and you repeat the cycle because you don't understand what intimacy really is. Or you know what it is, but you haven't dealt with your trauma, so you can choose who you be intimate with. And once you show who you be intimate with the other way, the right way, the 10%, which is the physical intimacy, will come later. Because truly, that's the cookies. And you know what I said about the milk. The milk is the 90%. That's the intimacy that counts. Can you touch me without putting your fingers on me? Can you feel me? Can you feel my soft spots on my skin if you're a woman? But what if you come across a rough wrinkle? Can you handle that? Can you handle the roll? Can you handle the stretch marks? With a guy, you can handle my muscles, but what about when I get older and they're not muscles no more? What if I got a little love handle because I got sick and couldn't work out for weeks or months? Can you handle that side of me? And what if you meet me on that stage and you think it's who I am? But I'm telling you what I've been through, and you're like, well, I'm not going to be there with you. And then 6 months later, a year later, the same guy you weren't going to be with is now a millionaire and got himself in shape. He could have been with you, but you couldn't handle him when he was intimate with you, who he really was at that moment. But said, this is where I'm going. You see what I'm saying right now? Intimacy, the ability to see into me, the ability for me to reveal who I am to you and you reveal who you are to me. Because once I let you into me and we become intimate on that level, when the time comes for me to share myself with you under the right circumstances, conditions, the way it's supposed to be, I'm not going to go in that pathway because everybody's grace is in a different place. I can't tell you what your convictions are. And like I told you before, my job on this podcast is not to judge you. It's not to tell you if your fish is too dirty. It's to sit here and just give you a safe place to come and give you wisdom and knowledge. And then I let my prayers, when I continue to pray for everybody, come on here. It's not my job to clean the fish. It's his. It's my job to catch you and let you get some of this. Because everybody has their own thing they're struggling with. Who am I going to say who or what you should be struggling with? So it's either here or there. But the bottom line is, who are you allowing into you before allowing them to see into you? Because that would save you a lot of heartache and headache. But that's intimacy. Which is why I said intimacy versus into me. And so as we get ready to close this first segment, I want you to think about something. Here's your call to action. Make a promise to yourself that going forward from this day forward, whoever I meet, whether it be online or in person, if I have an interest in them and I'm collecting data, we're starting to collect data on each other, I'm going to be intimate with them before I be intimate with them, as long as they're willing to be intimate with me. Because if they're not willing to expose themselves to you, don't you expose yourself to them. Because we can't walk naked together. We can't get naked together. Because I need to know about your stuff and you need to know about mine. And then we can make a choice if we want to be with each other before we share that stuff with each other. Because we will be sharing it if we physically became intimate, which was what I said earlier. Guys, when you allow a woman in, when you get into a woman physically, she's getting into you. So she's going to pick up on all your stuff no matter how hard you think you are. Because behind you is still a little boy who haven't dealt with his trauma when he was a child. And she's going to tap into that place because you didn't expose that place to her, but she's going to expose it to you because she's nurturing, and that something in her is going to pull it out of you. Because women create, they take whatever seed and turn it into something. So if you think once you get into her, it's not going to turn into something, when that's her job to procreate and to create out of almost nothing and to multiply, she will multiply your trauma in your drama that you thought you had hid and you tucked away. I didn't have that in my notes. And women, sad thing is, if you don't tell him, he might use your stuff against you later. So get naked. Get naked in front of him. Get intimate in front of him. Get intimate in front of her before you try to get intimate with her. Before you try to get intimate with him. So make yourself a promise. My days of letting you into me are over unless you want to learn about what's in me. All right? I'm Miracles One. That's our first segment. This might be a little bit longer episode, y'all, but I hope you enjoyed that first segment. Let's take a 36-second break, and we're going to dig some more. All right, people, we're back for segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. Intimacy versus into me. It's not a transaction. Last segment, we dealt with intimacy on a whole different level. A needed conversation, a needed dialogue that need to take place between us. It's like I'm talking to y'all right in front of me. I see the faces. I see the people listening. I see you translating my English into whatever language you're listening to, if English is not your second language. So I hope that what you hear and what you feel, you can feel my energy as it's being translated. You can feel my spirit, my intentions. I did some, just give you guys an update. I did some audio tweaking this week, so it might be really, really clear. If you know me, like you actually know me, you listen to my podcast. If you hear anything that I need to know about so I can have them tweak it again, let me know. But I wanted to make sure y'all got my voice truly without all these upsamplings and all that stuff. But anyway, let's get into the second segment. Into me. Like I told you before and told you last segment, we talked about being into me, what that meant. But I want to dig into this into me thing. And like I said, into is to use a function to indicate entry, introduction, insertion, superposition, or inclusion. And I talked about the insertion in last time. But, you know, you look at the introduction as well. When you introduce yourself to somebody, you allow them into your front door. But here's what I have in my first note, which piggybacks with how I ended the last segment. They have to be into you before they allow into you. Why? Or they will not stay there for you because they're going to be looking for somebody else to get into. Because once they got into you, before they was into you, they got the thing that was biting the fruit for in the first place, which was the flesh. And once they saw getting your fruits, getting the stuff that was on the inside, they determined like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this because it could have been a situation where something you spoke to them about reminded them of something they hadn't dealt with. And now they are running from you after they left you wide open. Let me say this again. They might get into, after getting into you, again, I told you, men or women, it goes to both of you. It doesn't matter physically what happens. They find out something about you that reminds them about something about them they hadn't dealt with. And now instead of dealing with that, they want to run away from you. And then they left you wide open. Not only they leave you wide open, now you hurt because now you have feelings and other things for that person. Women probably more than men because women are more emotional creatures because men hadn't allowed themselves to tap into that side of them. But because I raised a daughter or two daughters And I had situations where sometimes I have to be the mother in certain situations and be more nurturing. It's caused me to have to tap into my soft side or our feminine side a little bit more than we want to as men. Because I'm a worshiper as well, too. And some of you would get that, some of you won't. No hard feelings. I'm fine with that. My connection with God is on an intimate level where I don't mind letting it go. But I'm a warrior on the other side, too. But needs to say, intimacy, that's a whole nother level of intimacy when you have an intimacy with your maker and your creator. But we're talking about into surface level. So you've let somebody into you before they got into you, and then they're leaving you to get into somebody else. If that statement by itself is not enough to make you second guessing about who you allow into you or who you share yourself with, guys, it should. Because a lot of times the problems that we are talking about, we are part of them. Because we're not dealing with them. And then, you know, last week I was talking about lonely versus alone. And I didn't realize until I got to this week's episode how that lonely could cause you to allow somebody into you because you're tired of being by yourself. And you might be whole. You're alone, but you had a lonely feeling. And somebody came on at the right time, or you went on the app at the right time just to play and just see what was out there. And next thing you know, somebody said the right things. They romanced you. They switched the sweet nothing in your ear. They told you how gorgeous you was. They told you how fine you was. They told you how handsome you were, man. They told you how they liked the way you look, you built, your pepper, your beard, whatever it is. They talked to all those external things. And because you got caught with your pants down, because you was partially naked, because you was lonely, you had a feeling. And he was vulnerable and exposed, because that's what being naked is being exposed, is being vulnerable. You allow her in. And now she's taking up space that belongs, that is somebody else's place. If you don't know what I'm talking about, several episodes ago, space takers versus placemakers. Home. Go check it out. But anyway, so y'all be careful in that alone season. Because all this stuff will cause you, when you know not to allow someone into you. And it's also causing you to get naked before feeling safe to be naked. I'm not just talking about physically. Like I told you, you have to be smart and know who you share what with and how much. You have to vet them well and make sure the information they give you, that you're giving them, they're holding it to where down the road, they're not going to use the information against you, which is a big part of this process. It really is. It is a huge part of this process of being naked and unashamed, naked and not afraid. You have to know who is safe for you to be naked around. And if you talk to them long enough, don't ask questions. If they're really authentic, I have a thing on my dating. I said, I'm practicing 3 T's. And it's kept me safe. Truth plus transparency equals trust. If I can give you that and you can give me that in return, we have something we can build a foundational friendship on and see what it takes, where it goes from there. And I will tell you, it doesn't always lead to a relationship. I have some amazing friends that I'm cool with. We never got intimate physically with each other. Never even kissed each other. But we've shared things with each other on an intimate level, they allow layers to create a friendship that might last a lifetime, and who they can call, I can call, they can call me, and they're opposite sex. And I can tell you this, on a same sex level, meaning that, you know, you can have female friends as a female and males as a male, that you have to allow certain levels of intimacy with them, because you can't tell your boys everything that's going on in your life, dog. Because I don't talk too much. Ladies, you can't. I can stop right there. You already know. You told that one girlfriend who you thought was your girlfriend something. Next thing you know, everybody in the neighborhood, cousins, family members, co-workers knew about your business. So don't think it's only applied to relationships. It applies for us relationships when you're talking about romantic. It applies to every relationship, career, friendships, all that. Apply this into me, this intimacy versus intimacy in it. Or if not, it's going to become a transaction. We're getting that in a conclusion. Then the other thing, man. Let me read this nugget here. Letting the wrong person into you could infect your present situation and have a major effect on your future. And then it'll mess up your emotional immune system. And I'm going to talk about that next week. I'm going to say it again. Letting the wrong person into you could infect your present and have a major effect on your future. I don't know about you, but I can't afford that. I've been through too much and picked up too many pieces to create power than to sit there and let the wrong person in who end up infecting me with something I've already got cleaned out of me. That's a whole, watch this, that's a whole different STD right there. And it's not a physical sexual transmitted disease. It is a spiritual intimacy, an ITD, an intimacy transmitted disease or dis-ease. That person got into you and they put your life at dis-ease. And it was at ease until you allowed them into you because they didn't belong into you. Man, another one out of my notes. So into me. Do not just let anybody into you. And then this one here. Don't get reinfected by allowing the same types of toxic infections that you recognize from your past back into you. Boy, look here. That take a special type of fool to allow that something you can recognize back in your house. If you know, if you have a big family, let me just say this, and you have certain races, everybody might, not everybody, some of us have a crackhead cousin or whatever. You know, it got serious for a minute, let me make it light. You know when that crackhead cousin come around, you got to hide all your valuables and everything else because they're going to steal stuff out your house if you leave it there or that attic. That is what it's like. You're going to open the door up to a thief and you're going to let that person back into you. And everything you built up, all the things you rebuild, everything that has been remembered, realigned, everything has been restored. You're going to allow them to come back in? You allow the enemy of your soul to use somebody to take everything that, if you believe in God, he has given back to you, whatever your faith circles have given back to you? You can't blame nobody but yourself. And insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You probably had done it several times before you finally got it. So why would you allow yourself to be reinfected by allowing the same type of toxicity or toxic infections that you recognize from your past get back into you? For real. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be naked in front of who I would be naked in front of. And then they'll let me know if I can be naked in front of you. And that you know if you'd be naked in front of me. Because if we can deal with the 90 to 10%, it's the easy part. Because that's the end result. The 90 is baking the cake, I say. And the 10% is the icing. The physical intimacy is just sealing the deal on what we've already sealed. But we skip to that and wonder why we never see the 90. Because we let them into us before they are into us. And then it becomes only a transaction, exchanging of fluids, exchanging of product. I give you an orgasm and you give me one or two or three. However many we decide to do, but it's just a transaction. And you know, the thing about a transaction, I can go to another store and buy some more of that. If I don't like your product, guess what? I go buy somebody else's product. That's better. It's like a crackhead. It's like a drug addict. It's like whatever your addiction is, transactions play into that. That's what the apps do too. They play into your addictions. But something's coming that's going to change the game one day. The app's coming, but I'm not going to talk more. I'm going to talk more about that later. It's not going to deal with the transactions. It's going to deal with the interactions and the ability to be naked and what matters. So anyway, as we go into the conclusion, what is my question to you? After listening to those two segments, if you don't know the difference between being into me and being intimate with me and how they go together and how I cannot allow just anybody, any Tom, Dick, and Harry or Pam, Paula, and you know what, into my space, you need to go back and listen to the last two segments. All right, I'm Miracles One. We're going to take our last break. We're going to bring this thing to a full circle. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed talking to you guys. I've enjoyed this episode because it exposed so much of my truth and the things I've walked down and learned that I'm sharing with you so you don't have to go through it. Because like I always say, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. Because I've grown through it, I have power to pass on and share and pour into you guys. All right, I'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for the conclusion of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all of the BS. And this is it. This is the end of it. This is the finale of this intimacy versus intimacy. It's not a transaction. And I could do a definition of transaction, but it's basically exchanging of goods. You exchange something for something else. You purchase or you trade or you bought. It's a transaction. It's the action of a transition between two items. So with that being said, you know what a transaction is? Why are we cheapening ourselves to be transactions when we know we are gifts? I taught you a long time ago. Listen to the episode. It's called Get or Something About a Get. We are guaranteed investment. So if I'm a guaranteed investment, it is not a transaction. You're going to sow something into me, you're going to reap something in return and vice versa. And my ROI is guaranteed because I know my ground good. I need you all to get there. Because if you get there, you have arrived to the art, the gift of understanding. I'm going to be alone and wait until my purpose partner come along who has the key to my heart. Because if he has that key or she has that key, when she opened up and my nakedness is exposed, he or she is going to be good with it. Period. When that person opens up, depending on your sex or your preference, excuse me, and they had a key to that, because you're whole, you don't have a problem letting them see what's all within. They're going to see the good jewels, the bad jewels, and the ones that need to be fixed. It's a little cracked. They're going to love you through that. They're going to deal with your good, your bad, and your ugly. Because at the end of the day, in order to have true intimacy, you got to get beyond eyesight and start using your insight. Because your insight allows you to see things within. So you don't end up going without. Because if you just go on the outside, you're going to lose stuff just to have to be into somebody, have somebody into you who's not into you. And then you end up going out and they leave you to get into somebody else because you were just a transaction. That's all you was, a transaction. And for some of you, you might be okay with that. But I will tell you this, I would challenge you. If you're okay with just being a transaction, you might not be okay with some things you have not dealt with. Matter of fact, you haven't dealt with some things about yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're still human. Nobody wants to be used. And that's all you are. You're just a transaction. When somebody just look you, use you for their animalistic desires, it's a transaction. And once the animal does what the animal does, they go on to go back into the forest and do what they want to do with another animal. So are you a human or are you an animal? You're a human if you're listening because you have feelings and emotions. And if you made it to this part of the podcast, you're not an animal. But we all have those animalistic tendencies sometimes. That our flesh will allow us, will cause us to be if we don't keep it under control. They have emotional fortification, but that's a whole other conversation. Might touch on that next week when I deal with the emotional immune system. So, with that being said, as I conclude this, my prayer for all of y'all is, if for some reason your insight is failing you, I pray that the same way, and again, you pray to whoever you want to, no judgment here. I love you all the same. I'm just saying I'm praying for you to the God I believe in, that Jesus heals your insight so you can have the right eyesight to see into people before they try to get into you because they didn't allow you into them first. So you can see what it truly was and you can avoid it. And your caution signs, your red lights go off. Because the spiritual ramifications of attaching to the wrong person could break you in ways you didn't realize. That's a whole nother conversation. So, I'm praying that you get the type of eyesight, which is insight, so you can see into someone to prevent the wrong person from getting into you. All right? Look, this has been amazing. It's been awesome to share with you guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And again, shout out to Chili. I'm using different audio equipment this week, so I don't have my claps. My should be back next week. We're tweaking some stuff. So my clap will be my hands. And I appreciate you guys. Look, do me a favor, y'all. Share this episode. I think it's powerful. I think a lot of people need it. And we soon we're going to turn the app world on its head. You know, also, T&I Chronicles, Life of a Single Dad, Talia and I, we'll do a preview in a couple of weeks at the end of one of my BPC episodes that's coming out in February after Valentine's Day. So I'm excited about that. Hope you guys are too. Love you guys to life. And like I always say, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. And when you're picking up this podcast, you're not just picking up podcasts. You're picking up pieces and picking up power. I'm Miracles Win. I'm out until next week.